Today, on my way to work, I was looking for parking and couldn't find a spot, and I thought, you know what, it seems like my world is coming to an end. Then I watched this show and I realized maybe I was being dramatic. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Ladies and gentlemen, the TV Pilot Reviews here on AfterBuzz TV. How was my intro, guys?
That was dope.
So
good.
Top five.
Sometimes there's short notice, you know, when you go live, you just say whatever the hell comes to your mind. Speaking of, guys, my name is Jeff. I am the lead host of TV Pilot Reviews. This is a show where we review Hollywood's hottest upcoming pilots. Today we're reviewing a new Hulu show called Hard Sun, and we're excited to get into it. But before we do that, I'm surrounded by some brilliant folks. D'Angelo, say hello.
Hello, what's up, guys?
And Sam.
Sam Davidson, hi, guys.
And Linda.
Hi, guys.
Okay, cool. So let's go ahead and talk about this show. Again, we're talking about Hulu's Hard Sun. First of all, are you guys like Hulu watchers?
Yes.
I like Netflix better. Mm-hmm. But I really liked The Runaways and a couple other their originals, so mm-hmm. I'm getting into it.
Hulu's cool. I mean, if I had to, I didn't know I had to pick between Netflix and Hulu, I would definitely pick Netflix. But
yeah,
Hulu is okay.
I like all streaming services, I'll say that. Because I watch Amazon
Prime. Yeah, me too.
And there's some shows on Hulu and there's obviously Netflix. So
they're all doing better than actual TV.
Yeah. I will say out of the three, I think Hulu is my third favorite.
Out of Amazon.
After Amazon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I was like kind of whatever on Hulu until Handmaid's Tale.
It's amazing.
And that was really the game changer for that network, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's kooky. I love it, though.
Yeah. It is kooky. Yeah. I've never heard it described as kooky, but it is pretty kooky. Okay, speaking of, how do we feel overall about Hulu's new show, Hard Sun? For those who haven't seen it quickly, the premise is revealed in the log line of the show, but it is about a world in which humanity supposedly finds out that the sun is going to burn out in 5 years. How do we feel about the show overall?
I like apocalyptic shows, so they already had me. I don't know how I feel about it still, which is weird. I'm still kind of up in the air about it.
It lost me. I suggested this show, and I texted Jeff, and I was like, what the hell was that? I don't understand it. You know, I like the idea of it very much, and I do think it's the kind of show that, like, it's maybe meant to be binged instead of just watched as the pilot, so I'll say that.
I agree.
I liked it, but I like BBC grimy crime procedural shows. So this reminded me of, because he's the creator of Luther, so
yes.
It reminded me of Luther. Mm. And there was another show, I can't think of off the name of it off the top of my head, but it's another like BBC
Orphan
crime.
Black.
No, I don't think it's Orphan Black. It's like a female detective. Anyway.
Female detective. I'm just kidding.
Is that what it's called? Oh, I didn't remember. Anyways, so I loved it. I loved it, and so I will watch another episode to see.
It's funny, when you said female detective, did you guys know in China, the names of their shows and movies are just the thing it is? So, like, there's a show right now that's like American Idol, just called Singer Competition. And like, they'll just,
I love it.
Or like,
to the point.
If the show's about a female detective, it'd just be called Female Detective.
I like that.
But how can they differentiate what show is what? Or do they just have that little amount of entertainment?
That's a good question. Yeah. I just know this would probably be called like Apocalypse Detectives.
The world would end soon.
I just think that's so funny if you read the translation of Chinese shows. But we're not talking about Chinese shows. We're talking about Hulu's Hard Sun. I agree with you guys for the most part. It's funny. I think, really, really strong premise for a show.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was so well shot and, like, kind of spicily directed that it kept my attention. Even though I think this pilot was kind of a mess.
I think they really, really wanted to grab your attention super early. Which
yes.
I feel like is the opposite of what I usually see with a British television show.
I want to read
like
you guys.
Liar.
Yes, like Liar.
A part of this Vulture, at the end of the Vulture review of it. Says, Hard Sun is a series that cares about everything except the most original and fascinating aspect of its own existence. Mm-hmm. Sitting through it is like watching time-lapse footage of a prospector confidentially digging a deeper and deeper circular trench around an X that he has marked on the soil with great pride and considerable care. 6 hours later, the treasure is still in the earth.
Yeah.
I liked that.
I get that. Because I do think for a show that's about the world ending, they're focusing a lot on... Not that.
Like the procedural aspect of it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did they know the world was ending in this pilot in the beginning? They didn't find out till the end, so they're still cops and they're still dealing with like their day-to-day, so.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the problems I kind of had with the pilot a little bit, is just from a premise standpoint, if your show is about the stakes of the world ending, why give us 50 minutes of mundanity? Even though it was exciting, I felt like I was watching Law & Order, a good episode of Law & Order, until I wasn't.
It feels like they knew exactly where they wanted it to end before they wrote anything. Like that pilot episode. Like, they knew they wanted to end right here.
Yeah.
Right before she goes where she goes in the show, without any spoilers. But, so, like, I think they almost felt like they needed to fill in the holes, and it was a lot of, like, padded stuff in there.
A lot of padding. Yeah.
How many episodes is it going to be? Is it six? It is six. It's already out. It's like a miniseries.
It is technically... Yeah. Well, and
most BBC shows or most Brit shows, that's their series. Yeah. They're six.
Yeah.
So there probably will be another season, mm-hmm. but I just think this is probably only a six-episode season. Yeah. And they call them series, which is mm-hmm. so confusing. Because it's a TV series. Yes, because listen to me, Linda. It's a TV series, so call it a season.
Yes.
It's not the series.
They don't live by our rules.
That so makes me think it's over. It's
so American. Our way is better. Yes.
The That's Canadian's rolling her eyes at us. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Well, guess who you are in America.
Okay, you're calm America. Down. But that's a BBC show on Hulu.
I almost wore my American headband today, too. This would have been perfect.
We should. That would have been great. America. Anyway, so I feel like I'm mixed. Overall, though, let's quickly do pass or plays. I think I'm probably a pass on this show. No hard feelings on the show. It's just not really a Jeff show. But I think for people who like fast-paced... like high-stakes thrillers, I'm a play.
I'm a play and I'm a play. Mm. I will watch it.
I'm a pass. Sorry.
Pass, play. Can I explain real quick?
Okay. Explain.
So the problem mostly is that they are two characters that we're supposed to care about somehow, and I just don't.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever like get 11 vibes from that woman?
Oh.
Stranger Things. I definitely, it's like an adult 11.
Hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not just because her hair is short, but kind of.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this casting and these characters. Fans of Jim Sturgess, he is our lead. You might know him from Across the Universe, 21, that mm-hmm. poker movie. I actually really liked
it. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
Kind of dumb and awesome at the same time.
Yeah. I love both of those movies.
Yeah. And then we have Agnes Dane playing his partner, Detective Elaine Ranko. Jim Sturgess' character is named Charlie Hicks. Primarily, the show was about them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the other kind of thing with this pilot is I'm like, a lot of these characters, I'm having trouble seeing how they're fitting into the overall mesh of what this show's going to be. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will become more clear to me as the show goes on, but really it's their partnership that anchors the show.
Right.
Yeah. Just, it seemed like they expected us to know things that we didn't.
Mm.
And I've said this before, I don't like feeling stupid when I'm watching TV.
Mm. Well, that's going to happen every time.
Oh. I mean, honestly, I like the CW guys.
It is, that's your taste, I've noticed. You don't like the slow reveal thing. They're like leaving mystery and trying to string you along.
I'm like, tell me.
Yeah.
FYI, guys, I'm kidding. Sam is brilliant.
Of course.
Yeah.
We knew that. You didn't have to say that.
I'm just teasing. But how do we feel about these performances that Jim and Agnes are giving us?
I don't think that they did a bad job. It's a writing thing for me. There were just things that we learned about him. I was like, well, I can't care about you now. And then with her, the thing that was mysterious about her didn't draw me in enough for me to want to watch the next episode.
Yeah. I hear you. What do you think, Linda, as our resident fan?
I actually Okay, calm down. I actually liked the performances. I think that... I feel like I judge it a little bit different because it's a Brit show. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like their writing style is a little bit different and I still can appreciate it. I think that the characters were very... The way they wrote it, the characters are very complex
mm-hmm.
and messy, which tend to be Brit characters where they're dealing with like whatever personal issues, plus they're trying to live their lives, plus they're trying to do their job. So I thought that each character separately did a good job. I don't necessarily think that the two of them have chemistry as partners yet.
Mm.
And I felt like it was a little bit forced. Like if they just met and you guys go for coffee and then all of a sudden you're thrown into... you know, all the stuff that they were thrown into, it just didn't seem like they had that connection.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion. Yeah, I think with any, like, unlikely buddy cop show, because at the end of the day, that's kind of what this seems like it is a little bit. You want to have, obviously, like, the he's this way and she's this way, and they're so different, but at the end of the day, they get along.
Yeah.
But I felt like this show might have pushed their differences a little too far.
Yeah.
Where, like, she's this very stoic, quiet, and he's, like, this reckless. Like, it almost, I hope there's enough to connect them that we enjoy the dynamic of their buddy cop, because like if we don't have that dynamic, the show might be kind of a drag.
I think we were also introduced to the thing that will be uniting them forcefully.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
is the plot
a secret. Yeah, you know, right. Secret always brings people together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 For sure. And it's just interesting. Like, is I think what Sam was saying is an interesting point of like, I felt like I was watching an interesting procedural, and then all of a sudden, this premise was thrown at us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, we've only seen the pilot, but I do fear a little bit for the show to like really establish the identity it needs to succeed.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I personally think that, especially since it's six episodes, everyone, you know, needs to kind of know, all the characters should know what's going on pretty soon, because it took an entire hour, a whole first episode out of six. And I don't think much happened. I mean, a lot happened, but story-wise, I just feel like it started to happen in the last 10 minutes.
Mm, yeah, I hear you. So this show was created by Neil Cross. You're a Luther fan, Linda.
Love Luther.
I know it's Idris, but yes. I don't know much more. Can you kind of let us know what Luther is? And I'd love to hear your take of that versus this.
It's very similar. So he's a cop, and he is dealing with like the grimy underworld of Britain, and he comes across like it's more procedural, so he comes across a lot of different scenarios and like crooked cops and crooked criminals, and he basically is going to save the day basically or okay. solve the crime. And in this situation, like yes, there's the underlying crime, but then there's that the big story or the big reveal in the last 10 minutes. And I think that because it's only six episodes, we may not know at the end of the six episodes, like, how it ends.
Right.
Because they're going to then have a second season. So this, without spoiling it, the time frame that they have, that can be over two or three seasons.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They're just laying down the foundation. Because if I think of Luther, Luther just built on itself every season.
Mm.
And you would have to wait, like, a year to watch... to binge six episodes.
That's terrible. I would go out of my mind. I mean, here's what's... Okay, is this a procedural? It's only six episodes, so it's about this huge story. I mean, this apocalyptic, crazy thing. And we're going to do a procedural story every episode? No, thank you. I want to know about the world ending.
Well, some shows kind of can do both. The question is whether the show will.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to think of an example... Did True Detective Season 1 kind of do this? I'm trying to remember.
Mm.
Were there procedural components, or was it one case?
It was one case.
Yeah, it was one case.
Yeah, I know there are good examples. I'm just
but
not
I just feel like, you know, you're right, though, British TV and Canadian TV as well. It is a bit different, and so I think you are on the right track because you kind of understand it better than we do, in a way. I mean, you
I don't know if it's a British thing, though. I like Liar. I like the way things are revealed. Like, I ended up binging most of that.
Very impatient.
Yeah, it's just a stylistic thing. I don't think the procedural part is the problem.
Yeah.
It's just, and I don't even think this is going to be a bad show. I just think when it came to the pilot, it seems like they knew that it needed to be an hour, and they knew that it needed to end here, and then everything in the middle was just like all over the place.
Yeah.
I think you guys should give it a second go. I think you should watch the second episode.
Yeah.
Because I think that they're
doing... Did you cheat?
I didn't, but I will go home and watch it after I'm done today.
Yeah.
I just think that they're laying down the foundation that's a little different than we've normally seen things.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah maybe our dumbass American brains just weren't perhaps to handle...
I'm not saying that. Oh, you guys are all brilliant, but I feel like
we're also more critical of pilots now. I feel like we've seen what it takes to be a successful pilot. This was not a perfect pilot. It had flaws.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I try to think of what we think are good pilots and what we don't, and we're never really consistent.
But I think the consistent characteristics are emotions towards the characters.
Yeah.
The cliffhanger got you to care enough to want to watch the next episode. Okay. Did you have emotions towards these characters? Like, were you invested in them?
I felt like in the beginning with Detective Hicks, mm-hmm. yeah, I think that in the beginning it was, and then he did a few things. I was like,
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
on
then
that.
With her, I'm interested with her storyline, and because he threw something out there in like the middle.
Yeah,
he said something short that I was like, oh, is that going to be your story? Because that would be a really interesting story.
Mm-hmm. So it got you, like,
yeah,
and
it did.
I didn't have that moment.
Okay.
I think an example for me of a pilot all of us liked was The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
But have you seen it?
I have. I watched it.
Okay. We made her watch it.
I loved it.
Yeah. So the thing that I think you can compare about these two pilots is the anchor of the show happens at the end. For this show, it's The World is Ending. For Mrs. Maisel, it's her comedy career is beginning.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Maisel does such a good job of creating intentional beats that really contribute to the big reveal, and all those beats you can see how, even within the framework of just the pilot, really importantly provide a narrative engine for every decision she's making, both as a character and that big moment, yeah. and to create the premise of the show. Whereas if you were to pull a random scene from this pilot, I'm not sure each moment is really contributing to the narrative engine that's driving this show. That's to me the difference between like a pilot where you're gonna have this big moment.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you need to try to do throughout the episode.
We have marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and at the bottom we have Alone Together, and what's the other
still
show?
Love it.
I thought you liked Zandine.
I did not like Alone Together.
I'm the only one who liked Alone Together.
Oh, but the one that we really crapped on was
Mayor.
Yeah, and you know this show is somewhere in the middle.
I think it's. I was compelled by every scene, but I had trouble seeing how these scenes really earned the ending.
Yes, well mm-hmm. said.
Yeah.
Well said.
That was really well said, actually.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. So, any other thoughts on this actual show before we start rating?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and rate this show out of 5, just the pilot. So, in terms of should you watch, you've heard what we thought of our coverage. Now we're going to rate it for you to give you a bit of a more tangible benchmark. I'm giving this a 2.9 out of 5.
Ooh.
Go over there, because after what he said, I don't know.
Like, now you gotta reevaluate.
Well, just the pilot alone.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going by. I think it'll be a good show if you decide to keep watching. I do think it's a very bingeable show, but the pilot alone, I'm giving it a 2.5. Well, I'll give it a 3. I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Generous. 2.3. Sorry.
It's all right.
I'll go with 3.2.
You were going to say 3.2. I almost said it with you. We're on the same wavelength, guys. Okay, cool. The last thing I want to do is any other shows that, for those of you who are listening who are wondering, should you watch it, shows that you'd compare it to. Maybe if you like this show, you'll also like this show.
Mm.
If you like Luther, you're going to like this show.
Okay.
Cool.
And there's another like grimy Hulu show that I can't think of the name of. You know that Lie to Me show?
Yes.
I never watched it. But.
Okay, so now he's on a new show where he plays like a
drunk detective.
Oh, Bosch?
No. Oh, no, that's...
But Bosch would be a good comparison.
Maybe Bosch. Can you look up real quick, Brie, our amazing producer in the booth, Hulu show with Lie to Me actor?
Yeah, Lie to Me actor. He plays basically a drunk cop that gets a second chance. It's very, very grimy, and it would be just like that.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't want to give my similar to because I think that means you will like it if I think it was trying to be a lot of things that it wasn't.
That's fair. So what would you think it's sort of trying to be?
I mean, I don't think it's trying to be Orphan Black, but in the first couple episodes of Orphan Black, they were going very much towards a cop procedural in a way on top of this very big scheme, but they dropped it quickly, and they might do that too.
Hey guys, I'm just trying to figure out, is Tim Roth the actor you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so the most recent show he was in was Tin Star.
That's it.
Okay.
Great. Cool. There you go.
Tin Star. There's your comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee, any other thoughts in terms? I know it's hard when you go last because we named 10 shows. Like, now what's yours?
All the ones you said. Actually, I didn't know most of the shows you just referenced, so this is fresh for me.
Yeah, typically I will say this isn't the fair I'm usually watching. So. Yeah. Well, it sounds like overall we're kind of mixed on this show.
Yeah.
I think Linda liked it the most, which is great. But for those of you who have seen it, we'd like to know what you think. And again, you can always comment and engage with us all the time. One thing I will say quickly, guys, just so you all know, our CEO, the amazing Maria Menounos, is just had a major shift in the way she's releasing her SiriusXM show, which is Conversations with Maria. I can tell you guys, I'm a Conversations with Maria listener. If you're interested in lifestyle, fashion, finance, you know, anything, advice, she's the best. And we're so lucky to have her sort of as our fairy godmother running the show over here. And she really is just as great in person as she is on her show. But yeah, she's just a really, really great voice in radio right now. And she can give you all the advice you need to hear. We like to say that she's the big sister you never knew you needed. So guys, just so you know, her podcast, Conversations with Maria, based on her SiriusXM show, is being released every Friday. You can check it out there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a good listen.
Any other thoughts about Hard Sun?
Give it a try.
Binge it
if you're going to. I would say give it at least two episodes before you judge.
I mean, that's 2 hours of your life.
Very true.
And even, you know what, I will say, with a pilot like this, you won't really be bored. I'd say, like, even
you will
if...
not be bored.
Yeah, even I'll if you don't love this show, it's...
It's going to be on and popping as soon as
it's going to entertain. It's going to entertain you.
Yeah. Even if it's just scene by scene. So for those who have seen it, let us know what you think in the comments. In the meantime, guys, this has been TV Pilot Reviews. Today we reviewed Hulu's new show, Hard Sun. We're kind of mixed on it, so let us know what you think. If you want to let me know what you, I kind of got that.
You said it right.
You can reach me personally on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. Just so you guys know, for fans of pilots, we're hosting a show here on the Popcorn Talk Network that I lead called The Unproduced Table Read, where we read pilots and features. We're reading a pilot this Friday called Rock Bottom. It kind of feels like if Dude Where's My Car was set in like a blue collar ghost town in the Midwest.
Nice.
So
that's
very weird and
hell
funny.
Of a sale right there.
Yes, that'll be Friday at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Linda Antwi, if you want to keep talking about this show that I liked, Linda's so girly.
You guys can find me online at SamD43 and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on the gram at D'Angelo. I don't use my Twitter, so it don't matter.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week for TV Pilot Reviews.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.